We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We have approximately another hour of fine swinging jazz sounds to bring to you, and we hope you stick around and join us. We're having a good time here in the studio, and we hope you're listening to us out there and enjoying the sounds also. We're going to continue our Ellingtonia salute. That is compositions by Duke Ellington. We're played by artists other than Duke. And we're going to open up with a fantasy album cut in 1975 called Ellington is Forever. And this is a wonderful track. It's one of the more exotic things that Duke and his valve trombonist Juan Tizal wrote and played all down through the years. Very exotic thing. Let's listen to Caravan.
Thank you.
That was an extended and exotic version of Caravan, a great Ellington and Juan Dasal composition. Goes clear back to the 30s, and it was played by the Ellington Band all through the years. And of course, we had the leader, Kenny Burrell, on guitar. We believe that Thad Jones was there on trumpet. Gary Bartz was there on alto sax. And an unnamed, anonymous percussion section does not appear on the liner notes, but they were very active and interesting rhythmic combination. That was from Kenny Burrell's album, Ellington Is Forever, cut on a Fantasy label.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Oliver Nelson. This is an LP on the Moodsville label entitled Nocturne, and it features Oliver on tenor sax, Lem Winchester on vibes, Richard Wyans on piano, George Olivier on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And Oliver wrote this tune, and he titled it Bob's Blues.
Thank you.
It was Bob's Blues, a tune written by Oliver Nelson, and featuring Oliver there on tenor sax, along with Lim Winchester on vibes, Richard Wyans on piano, George Duvivier on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. That was from an LP on the Moodsville label released in 1961 entitled Nocturne.
Next, we're going to find Oscar Peterson in the studio. And he cut an album on the Clef label, which was later burned to a CD on the Verve label, called Oscar Peterson Plays the Duke Ellington Songbook. Of course, we've got Oscar on piano. We've got Kenny Burrell on guitar and Ray Brown on bass. And this is an Ellington chestnut called Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. That was the Oscar Peterson Trio, and from a Clef album that was cut back in December of 1952, appropriately called Oscar Peterson Plays the Duke Ellington Songbook, with backed up nicely by Burrell on guitar, and bass player was Ray Brown, and that was cut in Hollywood on a Clef label in December of 1952.
Well, in the spirit of contrast, I thought it'd be good to hear from Errol Garner next. This is from a Columbia LP released in 1960 entitled The One and Only. And it's a compilation of some of his previous work. And we don't know who's backing Errol here because Errol's the only one listed, which isn't unusual because I think over the years, Errol Garner's sidemen have been some of the most invisible people there are. But if you look back at some of the previous versions of this track on earlier albums, it's probably Eddie Calhoun on bass and Kelly Martin on drums. And they're going to do an Abe Lyman, Walter Donaldson tune entitled After I Say I'm Sorry. Thank you. That was After I Say I'm Sorry, featuring Errol Garner on piano there, and probably Eddie Calhoun on bass and Kelly Martin on drums. That was from a Columbia LP released in 1960 entitled The One and Only.
Continuing to highlight the compositions of Duke Ellington, Ellingtonia, we find the Bill Mays Trio in the Concord Studio in 2000. And this is a little thing that was written by Duke Ellington called Dancers in Love. Now, when Duke played it, he usually played it as a solo, and he always played a very brief version of it. So it's kind of an interesting composition. A lot of people aren't aware that Duke wrote this particular tune. Let's listen to Bill Mays do Dancers in Love. Was the Bill Mays Trio, comprised of Bill Mays on piano, John Goldsby on bass, Louis Nash on drums, from their Concord album, An Ellington Affair. And that was a little thing that was written by Duke Ellington back in the 40s called Dancers in Love, and it's a very unusual and tantalizing little composition, always played very briefly by the Duke, and Bill Mays did a great job on it. It's called Dancers in Love.
Well, next we'll hear from a group headed up by the Montgomery Brothers. All of them, at least all of the ones that I know of. And this is from a Pacific Jazz LP released in 1962 entitled Pacific Jazz on Mic. Well, this was a 2-LP sampler of just about every artist that Pacific Jazz had on contract. And in this case, the Montgomery Brothers features Wes on guitar, Monk Montgomery on electronic bass, Buddy Montgomery on vibes, and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Harold Land on tenor sax, and Tony Baisley on drums. And it's a tune written by Buddy Montgomery, and he titled it Bach to Bach, but it has nothing to do with Johann Sebastian. Dave, you'll be interested in this. This was named after the engineer for the session, Richard Bach. ¶¶ And it was Back to Back, a tune written by Buddy Montgomery, featuring Buddy there along with his brothers, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Monk Montgomery on e-bass, Buddy on vibes, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Harold Land on tenor sax, and Tony Basley on drums. It was from a Pacific Jazz sampler entitled Pacific Jazz on Mic, released in 1962.
Well, back in the early 40s, Duke wrote a musical, full-fledged musical. It was played on the West Coast for a short period of time. The musical was called Jump for Joy. So Cannonball Adderley made an album on the MRC label in 1958 called Jump for Joy. And this is a title track. Let's listen to Cannonball Adderley on alto sax. I think he carries the whole solo all the way through this particular track. Jump for Joy. The title track from Cannonball Adderley's Marcy album, Jump for Joy, and it was backed up by some undesignated strings, but the rhythm section was designated, and it was a good one. It included Bill Evans on piano, Gary Balbreath on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Jimmy Cobbs on drums. That was Duke Ellington's composition that he wrote for his own musical back in the early 40s called Jump for Joy.
Well, we've heard from plenty of pianists tonight, so let's hear from another one. This time it's Patty Bowne, And this is from a Columbia LP released in 1959 entitled Patty Brown Plays Big Piano. In addition to Patty on piano, we'll hear from Joe Benjamin on bass and Ed Shaughnessy on drums. And this is a tune that Patty wrote, and it's entitled Guan Train. Guan Train, a tune written by Patty Brown, and played featuring Patty there on piano, along with Joe Benjamin on bass and Ed Shaughnessy on drums. That was from a Columbia LP released in 1959 entitled Patty Brown Plays Big Piano.
Next, we're going to explore the piano artistry of McCoy Tyner and his album on the Impulse label, stating, Plays Duke Ellington. This is cut in November 1964, and McCoy is backed up by Jimmy Garrison on bass and Elvin Jones on drums. And this is a variation on Sea Jam Blues. It sounds quite a bit like Sea Jam's blues, but Duke turned it all around and called it Duke's Place.
Thank you.
pianist McCoy Tyner from his Impulse album cut in November of 64, called appropriately McCoy Tyner Plays Duke Ellington. And that was a little thing that was put together by the Duke that sounds vaguely familiar to C-Jam Blues, written by the Duke, called Duke's Place.
Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10, with a break in the middle of about 5 minutes for the news. We hope you enjoyed the show tonight, and that you'll come back and join us next Sunday at 8. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up tonight's show with a group led by the Duke's tenor sax artist, Paul Gonsalves, and this is from an Argo LP entitled Cookin', and features Paul on tenor sax, Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Willie Jones on piano, Jimmy Wood on bass, and Sam Woodyard on drums. And Paul wrote this as a reference to his spectacular performance at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958, and it falls a little short because the obvious thing missing is the frantic audience at the time. He entitles it Festival.